All right, it's me, I'm here, and today is, once again, the birthday of the drug addict, good-for-nothing male person who participated in making me a person. And this is the second time I've done this, acknowledging, and just want to use this opportunity to talk about what I always am talking about to mostly young girls out here, hopefully, in specific ways as far as it goes with father-daughter relations. And, who knows, maybe this will gear a little bit towards males at the end. But I just want to start this conversation by referencing a novel that I'm reading. Now, let's be clear, it is a sex novel. So, it's very grimy in all the correct ways for a sex novel. But I want to talk about this part in the book where this young girl, like in her early 20s, gives a blowjob. And, okay, let me set the scene up for you. So basically, this character is your typical naivete young bitch who is unaware of how cruel this world is and lives in Fantasy Island, where everything is rainbows and butterflies, and she's just working real hard to build herself up in her church. Ugh, barf. And she has no idea about the real world and the offenses it can and does do to every single person out here. And so she gets this stalker who is supposed to kill her, but he ends up like obsessing over her, making her a little pet project. And in his eyes, he's like, well, if I can't make her what I want, I'll just kill her because it's no skin off my back. I was going to do that anyways. And so they're doing this little dance where she knows he's stalking her, and he's given her a name, and he wears this mask, like this literal mask, and she's seen him in the real world a handful of times now, but never his fucking face, because when he's not wearing a mask around her, it's fucking dark. You could barely see it. And he gets her at this party to follow him upstairs when everything's happening downstairs. And they go into a room and he starts treating her like a whore. I mean that literally. He's not saying romantic things. He's not being romantic. He's just being sexual. And honestly, filthy, which could be a good thing, but I don't think in this context. And he basically just like gives her directions this whole blowjob event while simultaneously making her commit some fucking crimes in the process of stealing some shit. And she's in her head about it, and she's like, I want it, but I don't know. And she does the blowjob, and when it's done, he's like, all right, peace, bitch, I'm out. And says some other filthy things to her, but basically dips out. And what's so interesting here is how she responds, like any fucking normal person who's just been taken advantage of would respond. Fucking angry, feeling shame, guilt, stupidity, all of it, right? And then there's still that little sexual inkling of, well, it was good in the process. And I just want to fucking clarify this for all you young ladies out here who don't know no better. Okay, first of all, I'm gonna address the sexy part, which is that little bit of excitement, erotica that she felt. Of course she did. She doesn't fucking know any better. And it's sexy. The scenario, what was happening, is sexy. But what's not sexy is she doesn't fucking know this person at all. Even in a handful of interactions, he's never given her any real personal information about who he is. It's just a fucking game. Second, she literally hasn't seen his face. She doesn't know who he is. And she just let him do this to her. So, yeah, sex acts have a bit of sexiness to it, but we get confused because we're just out here fucking random people and then attaching ourselves and wondering why we have so many fucking issues and traumas. Maybe because you don't fucking do this type of shit with strangers, especially as a female, mostly as female, in this society. Because it's something you can never take back and it stains you permanently. And even worse than that, as if it could be, it's gonna mentally fuck you up also. And collectively, females aren't out here with an incredible mind that knows how to fucking build itself through adversity and toughness and so on and so forth. So she has been violated. Okay, and this makes me so fucking angry because literally females out here in the quote real world, because I think this world's a game, but that's besides the point. In the real world, out here literally getting themselves into these kinds of fucking predicaments. And at the end of it, blaming again the dude. Now, I'm never here saying, oh, men are not at fault, they're perfect. I'm never saying that. I don't agree with fucking this behavior, but I'm not here to drag men. I'm here to drag us, if anything, but mostly put you on some fucking knowledge. Because we don't know, and we don't get talked to about this. And it's like very weird, but I get it, because there's a fine line between femininity and then like being super independent, masculine, boss bitch. That everybody hates, especially that bitch after enough time. Hates herself. So, know this. Sex acts, when you don't know what's up, obviously gonna be intriguing and exciting. And there's a level to it that is sexy and feels cool. But do not allow that to confuse you because the negative part of it is gonna feel more overwhelming to the point where, again, we just don't know how to handle these things, so we fuck it all up, and then we're like, oh, now I'll just fuck everybody because I'm in control. No, bitch, no. We know for a fact that's not the correct way, and we pity the fool, but you gotta know that you sort of did it to yourself again. Not things we want to hear. But if you're doing crazy sex acts with somebody you don't fucking know and they're treating you like a dumb whore bitch, and you, especially if you fucking haven't seen their face, hard pass right there. Literally rather stab your eye with a fork than do that shit, okay? Because you can play these games in a real sexy way with somebody that you know and love and trust and have fucking been with and who knows you. And that even though you're playing a game, at the end of it, it's not a fucking game because it's love. And we just don't fucking know this. And we don't get it, apparently. I'm just so sick of us acting like we don't know what was up. Maybe we don't. Fine. No, now. This is not the way you do sex stuff. Okay? This is a fucking novel. A sex novel. Crazy shit happens because it's fucking fiction. You want to do crazy shit like that? Great! Write your own fucking fictions. Figure it out. But understand, if you do sex acts and you don't fucking know about sex and you're naive to it and you're doing it this way, horror culture way, that you're gonna feel a lot of shame and guilt and embarrassment. And rightfully so, I think. Because again, there's enough evidence to prove that this shit ain't working out for us. Not in the short term, definitely not in the long term. And obviously, females with no father or no prominent, effective male figure in their life fall for this type of shit more so than the others. This is just a guess. I have no proof. But it feels like that's what's happening. And I hate that for us. For you. Please don't do this. Do not fucking do this. Maybe he's not the best person. Insert whatever fucking negative shit you want. It all might be true. But the reality is, if he doesn't outright force you, you agree to it. Even if, especially if it's trickery. Because again, we control access to sex. Otherwise, we call it rape. And we only care about it if females are raped. Men can get raped, but we don't care about that. Which is fucked up. And that's just me throwing that out there again so we fucking can remember that. And so if they're not going to rape us, man, they have to figure out how to get with us. And there's a lot of ways, but we all know by now. And if not, let me tell you again, females are fucking dickheads to dudes all the time. And we make it impossible for them. If they don't look a certain way, if they don't have material stuff, it's like fucking a labyrinth that has no successful end. And this is what men are working with out here. So yeah, they gotta get real good at talking. And possibly good at the sex stuff. Honestly, if you're a guy and you're not perfecting that, I don't know what you're doing. It matters. Also, it's going to be helpful long term. But regardless, we're not talking to the men yet. We're talking to you young ladies. I am talking to you young ladies. Sorry, there's a lot of people in my head sometimes. I forget. So, that's your reminder to take everything you hear from me with fucking discernment. Okay? I am not the end all be all. I don't know your fucking life. You need to apply this to you as best as you can. And the best way to do this is to find real men in the world that know you genuinely and love you genuinely and have these conversations. A good conversation would be, hey, what do you think makes for a good male partner? What kind of qualities should I be looking for? What kind of red flags should I know? These are all great questions to ask the men in your life who know and love you and you trust genuinely. And for those of you females who don't have that, remember, if that male is telling you crazy sex things and you're feeling uncomfortable, but the words are right, that's incorrect. Go find somebody else. But that is a really fine line. We don't understand it as females. And all we need to do is just fucking understand it and accept it. And it'll make our choices in romantic relationships so much fucking better, I think. That men know men best, okay? Especially behind closed doors. And all that other crazy shit that they do. So who better to lead you through that shit than one who loves you genuinely and wants the best for you? If you don't have that, you need to find it somehow, but not in that desperate, weird way. Just in a normal way. Here's a great way, I think, to find these kinds of men is just be like stinky, smelly, and gross. And look like a hobo. And don't give any sex appeal off ever. No fucking contact except maybe a handshake. And see which ones can treat you like a normal person. Especially if one's gonna tell you that you smell bad. He might be a good choice. Because already he's being honest with you. While everyone else is snickering behind your back. Now, not the best way to do it, okay? But it's a way. Use your brain. Get used to using your brain. And get creative. Figure it out. But mostly, sex acts like this are never gonna work out for us in the long term. Not even in the fucking short term. The only way it does is we manipulate ourselves and convince ourselves that it was okay somehow, that it was our choice somehow. And then we talk to our stupid female friends who also don't know dick about males. And then we act like it's law and they know what's up. Meanwhile, we're ignoring the men who actually know. Why do we do this? I can only hope it's because we don't know better. There's a definite war on males in this culture. Maybe it's always been. Honestly, this is a war on people. This is a fucked up place. And it thrives off that. It's what one can expect here. It's like the only thing guaranteed. And I just had to say this out loud. Because I'm reading it and it's sexy and I'm enjoying it. But I'm also feeling so bad for this character. Because I know so many females who've gone through this shit. Like being in college, listening to females talk about their first sexual times. It was like the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my goddamn life. And it was one of the first times I was like, maybe I grew up a little bit better than I thought. Even though my choices were arguably terrible. Well, I played it safe, okay? I picked weirdo nerds who don't know anything and basically made them into men. Hopefully. I don't know. I did not keep contact after, so I can only hope. And this is what else I want to tell you bitches. I mean, you ladies. I'm sorry. I'm so used to yelling at these bitches out here. I've read about two young ladies who haven't been completely retarded. Basically, as far as sex goes, it's this or that. This being that novel scenario that I just talked about, which is terrible. No fucking female should ever go through that in that way. Or B, the way that I did it, which was like essentially just picking boys who were too afraid. And I had to be basically in charge of everything. If you know what I'm saying. Which is not great either. Not great. But just the way I am, luckily. I think I knew this on a level that I couldn't comprehend back then, that I didn't want it to be like that. Like, I was really obsessed with, okay, this is how fucking retarded I am, and I could have been so much more methodical. Like, I literally had moments where I was like, I need to make sure that I have my first time with somebody special, and special just being that they care about me. That's it. That was my special. Not even necessarily that I care or that we're in love, because it was in high school and I didn't want to be in love in high school. Something else I might. No. I stand by that. But I just wanted it to be, like, safe for me. And I thought better to get, like, some nerd who's not used to playing the field or whatever to do that. And I didn't pick that great. Honestly, I guess in a way I could be a predator. I don't know. I was, like, very, treading the line very close, as I always do. Oh my god, this is so humiliating. And the retarded part of me is that I then got to a point where I was like, well, I'm gonna go to college and I can't be a virgin. So great, we're just gonna be a stupid whore and we gotta pick somebody so that it could be, like, romantic-ish and I wouldn't feel taken advantage of. But I completely didn't give a fuck if I was taken advantage of. The person. I could have been. Who knows? The point is, it's pretty selfish. I didn't think about him at all like that. Also, I was choking, so if I still cough, that's why. And to me, still, that was better than being the one being taken advantage of. And this is definitely not the correct way. It's not the correct way. Again, go ask men in the world that you know and love and trust, because they're going to have better ways. But basically, I just want to emphasize the fact that sex is messy. And I know culture acts like it's no big deal and everybody's fucking doing it, but it doesn't keep it from being fucking messy. And women play a different role here in this culture. It's just better for us longevity-wise to be picky about who we're choosing to have sex with and do sexual things with. And you're either going to be taken advantage of or be the taken advantage of her. Maybe there's a beautiful middle. I wouldn't know that. Again, talk to men in the world you know and love and trust. They're going to have much better advice than I ever could. I just want to highly discourage you young females from thinking that, like, sex in that sense, like the novel, is more than sex. Because it's not. It's really just sex. And again, it's fiction. It's not real. This is why I love fiction. You can do anything in it. And you don't have to pay the price necessarily. Your characters do. And it's exciting. Drama, entertainment. But why make yourself and your life a mockery if you don't have to? And definitely don't make sex decisions that you can't take back and that you're not sure of. And I know it's like, oh, it's so embarrassing to talk about sex to men. It's really not that embarrassing, okay? Men are really, really good about talking about things that are uncomfortable. And obviously, men who know and love you and trust you genuinely, that's not romantic styles. Because they want to lead you on the right paths, and no good man out here is ever gonna want to lead you to the fucking pole or to be a whore that's just passed around and nobody gives a fuck about. And when you don't know that, when you haven't had sex and you're a virgin and you're like super horny, it's really easy to be confused. And that's one of the adolescent struggles, isn't it? Figuring out how to maintain these hormones. While simultaneously figuring out how to navigate through other people's bullshit, which is basically just them trying to do and say what it takes to get you to do sexy things. And you're not always going to make the right choices, but you can definitely not make the terrible ass ones that so many of us are making and continue to make. And then it doesn't work out at the end, and we blame and blame and blame, take no accountability, and still try to encourage the next generation of females to do it that way. We still try to act like this is fine, we're happy. But are we? If we have to be so forceful about proving to strangers that we're happy, is that real happiness? No, it's not. It's not. And I'm going to end this conversation with just like a beautiful thing that I heard on this podcast I was listening to. And it was basically this young girl talking about how she had a conversation with her dad. And he basically told her what's up. And put her on the knowledge that who she is in this exact moment is incredibly valuable. And specifically, I think he said something like, I wish that you could understand just how valuable you are right now. Because so many men out here are looking for a nice young female who's not a fucking whore out here. Who's got fucking class and discernment and love for herself and is using her brain and not her body. And that has morals and principles and values that she could literally get the richest dude on the planet with this kind of resume. You know what I'm saying? And instead of, like, the girls with trauma and no fucking positive male role models would talk about how, oh, that's controlling and that's not right. They don't fucking know. How could they know? They don't have stable men in their life they could look to. All they know is that they have to use sex to get what they want. And now they're stuck. And they can't understand it. And they think that, like, oh, I'm being positive about sex means that it's a good thing. But is it? Because it feels like it deteriorates you every fucking day. And you get a little bit meaner, a little bit more bitter than you were. And anybody who does that cannot be practicing good behavior. And this young girl, who clearly has a great relationship with her father, took everything he said to heart and lives this way, and said that it was like maybe a handful of years ago. I don't know. She was like in her early 20s. And said that that impacted her and the way she navigates through the world now. And I just want that for all of you young females out here. Even if you're like, I don't give a fuck about relationships and family, because maybe that's just trauma talking. Maybe you've never seen a good, healthy relationship between a man and a woman. How could you want that? You've never known it. If everything you've seen is hell, why would you want that? But it doesn't mean that you should fucking fuck yourself over in the process just in case later down the line you might want it. And I don't mean fucking 30s, I'm talking like mid 20s, bitch. Prime times. And that's just society and biology. You can argue and get angry all you want, but if you're doing that, you most likely are a whore out here already with no fucking stable men in your life. And do we really want to take advice from those people anymore? I think not. So please, remember this in your dealings in the world with the opposite sex as a female. Because you have the most value when you're young and when you're not fucking letting every dick inside of you all the time. It's gonna make it harder to be friends with females, possibly, but chances are the ones that are the harshest to you are already the dumb whores, so who cares? You really want their life? You really value what they have to say when they don't even think, they just use their body and call that empowering? No. No, baby girl. Don't listen to those hoes no more. Go out in the world, find men you know and love and trust genuinely, not romantic styles, so they could put you up on some game and help you make better decisions for yourself long term. And at worst, let's say you don't have any interest in that, fine. You still are ahead of and better than the majority of bitches in your age group, category, whatever it is. Because whores get the short end of the stick all the time, every time. And I don't want that to be you. So please, keep that in mind. And be particular about who you're doing these things with. Because the whole point of it is to bond with somebody for long term. To go through the ups and downs. It's fucking hell here. Who really wants to be alone dealing with this shit? I know I don't want to be with somebody romantically who gets just how terrible it is here and can support me through it. And I can do the same. And it just makes for better character building and family units, and most important, probably, just really empowering females out here to not be just trashy bitches who don't care and let their trauma and pain be who they are instead of sifting through that and healing that and figuring out who they actually are. And any female who hasn't gone down that road, don't go down that road. Just figure it out, okay? Being a whore and participating in whore culture is one of the things here where you can look back in 5, 10, 20 years and go, I really didn't miss out. Because you really didn't, okay? Keep that in mind. I'll be back. Go be amazing females in the world.